Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, China has been a large, consistent buyer of beef from the U.S., and the announcement Monday that they were going to ban ag imports from Australia and New Zealand rippled through the market. That itself wasn't the reason for pressure on the market, but it was their weak economic data that went along with the announcement. The retail sales and productions were less than expected. Youth unemployment increased and new home prices fell, along with lower refinery output. Although not directly tied to the beef market, it could have an impact. Hogs struggled for a while yesterday but found some footing, resulting in a higher close. Cutouts were very strong in the morning reports but tempered by the end of the day, closing $3.08 higher. The opposite was seen in cash, with the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showing a loss of $8.08. Packers are trying to work slaughter to their advantage by slowing chain speed to limit the number of hogs they need to purchase. Wheat prices were firmer out of the gate yesterday evening, but have turned lower here this morning, unable to break from the selling in the row crops. Most wheat contracts down 10 to 12 cents, but still have the lows from the previous session. The focus of the selling in the ag room is not wheat, which should allow at least some relative strength versus corn and soybeans. Wheat has been in the process of tracing out a bottom for the past couple of months, and the resiliency of prices in the face of the selling pressure in corn and soybeans suggests the support level should be quite strong. Weaker corn prices overnight, with most contracts down 7 to 8 cents on follow-through selling from yesterday's lower close. Corn futures had little chance of strength Monday with the washout in the soy complex. Lower prices across the soy complex overnight, with soybean oil leading losses down 1.1 to 1.2%, while soybean shed another 12 to 22 cents. At the lows yesterday, November soybeans were down as much as 65 cents a bushel. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, October live cattle down 70 cents, 143.80. December down 90, 149.72. September feeder cattle down 37, 183 even. October down 40, 185.60. And October hogs up 55 cents, $100.57. Kansas City wheat, September down 6.5, 882 and 3 quarters. December down 7.5 at 885. Chicago wheat, September down 5.25, $8 and 3 quarters. December down 4 and 3 quarters, 817 and 3 quarters. September corn down 13 cents, 626 and 3 quarters. December down 14 cents, 628 and a quarter. September soybeans down 41 cents, 1494. November down 42 cents, 1412 and a quarter.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.